Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Hahn, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello, and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep. Stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self-proclaimed student of life in the search, discovery, and revelation of life on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank WeTalk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank the creator for allowing me to be. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can also reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search and type in We Talk Productions and listen to the show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Tonight's topic, chlorine. Chlorine is known to be used cleaning or purifying agent in water systems and a cleaning, whitening agent in detergents and household and industrial cleaners. Should we be ingesting, bathing, and swimming in this chemical? What is chlorine? How does chlorine impact on our bodies and the environment? Chlorine, a halogen element, heavy, greenish, yellow, incombustible, water-soluble, poisonous gas that is highly irritating to the respiratory organs. That's your lungs, fellas. Obtained chiefly by electrolysis of sodium chloride brine, used for water purification in the making of bleaching powder and the manufacture both of chemicals that do not contain chlorine as ethylene glycol and of those that do. The American Chemistry Council. How is chlorine produced? Chlorine is produced from one of nature's most plentiful and inexhaustible minerals. Believe it or not, common salt, sodium chloride. Yes, the same white solid you sprinkle on your baked potato or whatever you put salt on nowadays. Why is it produced? It is not an exaggeration to say that chlorine and chlorine chemistry, the use of chlorine in chemical process, are essential to everyday life. Chlorine is used in a vast range of chemical processes to create thousands of often indispensable products, while perhaps best known for its role in providing clean drinking water. Chlorine chemistry also helps provide energy, efficient building materials, electronics, fiber optics, solar energy cells, 93% of life-saving pharmaceuticals, 86% of crop protection compounds, medical plastics, and much more. In most of these applications, there are no viable substitute for chlorine. So there's nothing better than chlorine in most of these applications. How much is chlorine produced? According to the Chlorine Institute statistics, in 2010, the U.S. chloralkali industry produced 11.6 million short tons of chlorine and 12.2 million short tons of caustic sodium, sodium hydroxide. The main use for chlorine produced in the United States, approximately 40% of chlorine produced in the United States, is used to make polyvinyl chloride, that's PVC or vinyl. There's a lot of that going on. You said it in cars, plumbing, and you know, a lot of your plastic stuff. A versatile plastic found in such diverse products such as prosthetic limbs, energy-saving windows. Another 37% of chlorine produced in North America is used to produce basic organic chemicals needed for manufacturing and solvents for metalworking, dry cleaning, and electronics. Other large uses of chlorine include producing hydrochloric acid for myriad chemical processes and titanium dioxide, a popular white pigment. Okay, so far, does chlorine sound like something you should put in your body? What is the economic contribution of the chloralkali industry to the United States? Because we all know money talks and all the rest of that stuff walks. The chloralkali industry, with annual sales of over $8 billion, directly employs approximately 20,000 American workers, earning a total of about $1.3 billion per year. Another estimated 40,000 workers are employed in chlorine-based chemistry, manufacturing products such as PVC resin, the powdered form of PVC used with other ingredients to produce everything from water pipes to medical equipment, titanium dioxide, the white pigment used in paints, coatings, and cosmetics, and hypochlorite bleaches used for whitening and disinfection. Their wages total approximately $2.8 billion a year. Annual sales of these products total approximately $38 billion. Here is how chlorine chemistry plays a key role in American innovation and job creation. Chlorine-related industries supply over 160,000 U.S. jobs, including green jobs. Chloralkali industry employees earn a total of more than 8.8 billion wages each year. Roughly one half of these products of the chemistry industry depend on chlorine chemistry. Chlorine chemistry is relied upon in more than 58% of water treatment plants in the United States and Canada. No chlorine-free water treatment technology provides the residual disinfectant properties of chlorine. They're saying this chlorine is top of the line. So without the protection of residual levels of chlorine, waterborne pathogens could recontaminate water as it flows to points of use. So this chlorine is so strong, once it's in the water, it protects the water so it gets to where it needs to be. Chlorine is used to manufacture PVC, as we talked about. And you see a lot, I don't know if you guys see building houses and things like that, but you see a lot of PVC going up. You see a lot of plastic, period, you know, going on in your car. Lots of plastic now, even on the outside of the car. So piping systems have produced superior performance with breakage rates as low as 1% of the breakage rate of cast and ductile iron systems. So it's stronger than the iron. Longer life, longer maintenance, easy installation. And that's true because I work with PVC. Easier to work with than metal. It's hard even cut metal. It's dangerous, as a matter of fact. And reliability and service are the primary reasons for PVC pipe performance. Now, they got a point there. According to research at Utah State University, Buried Structures Laboratory, PVC pipe can be expected to provide reliable service in excess of 100 years. I think we got 100-year-old iron pipes or more under the streets of Philadelphia, Chicago, New York, and all the big cities. Silicon purified with chlorine chemistry is at the heart of the electronic communication and information technology. That's a big business. So everything we're talking about deals with billions of dollars. Silicon glass purified with chlorine chemistry provides fiber optic communication for long distance communication. That's that new method of communication. With silicone, provide the lowest elastomers and resin. So you're getting a good sound with this science. Chlorine chemistry is involved in the manufacture of 89% of the top-selling crop production products. Crop production chemicals made with chlorine chemistry reduce crop loss and soil erosion, helping to produce an abundant harvest for U.S. and Canadian consumers. So why do we throw away so much food? That's interesting. In the absence of chlorine chemistry, consumers would have to substitute alternative materials for 96% of the polyurethane-based products they usually use. I'm just going to keep going. It's more, but I want to go ahead because there's a whole lot here that I'm trying to get through. Chlorine chemistry currently is used in the manufacture of at least 80% of the top-selling prescription pharmaceuticals, as I mentioned before. Chlorine chemistry is widely used in production of the top-selling pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceutical products, 25% of these drugs contain chlorine in the dose form, and over 60% of them use chlorine chemistry in the manufacturing process. That's just plain old weird to me. Okay, so recent economic analysis found like chlorine chemistry in various applications saves U.S. and Canada consumers over. This is chlorine saving of industry money, $419 billion every year. So we got pharmaceuticals, water treatment, polyvinyl chloride, silicon-based products, crop production, everything we just talked about, polyurethane, fluorocarbon-based products, titanium and titanium dioxide bleaches and disinfectants, which I'm sure a lot of us are very, very familiar with, the bleaches and the disinfectants. Are chlorine's beneficial effects in drinking water offset by its links to cancer? I guess if you've been listening to me long enough, you knew I had to go there. From the Scientific American, thousands of American municipalities add chlorine to their drinking water to get rid of microbes. Microbes are a very small living thing that cause disease. That's too small for you to see with the naked eye. You need a microscope to see it. So this tiny organism that causes disease. So disease causes people to be sick, and we know how that goes. Illness can lead to death or dysfunction. So chlorine is added as an inexpensive and effective drinking water disinfectant. It is also a known poison to the body, says Vanessa Launch of filter manufacturer Aquasana. It is certainly no coincidence that chlorine gas was used with deadly effectiveness as a weapon in the First World War. I don't know if many people know that, but Germany used it in the First World War. I'll get a little more into that as I go on the show, maybe, if I have time to get into that. The gas was severely burned the lungs and other body tissues when inhaled, and is no less powerful when ingested by mouth. Ms. Lunt adds that researchers have now linked chlorine in drinking water to higher incidence of bladder, rectal, and breast cancers. I'm going to say that one more time. She adds that researchers have now linked chlorine in drinking water to higher incidences of bladder, rectal, and breast cancers. Cancer, because I don't know about the breast, maybe the breast holds a lot of water, but we all know that the bladder and the rectum are parts of the body that hold a lot of water. If you drink a lot of water, it will go to those areas. So reportedly, chlorine once in water interacts with organic compounds to create THM. And the word for that is trihalomethane, which then ingested encourages the growth of free radicals that can destroy or damage vital cells in the body. That's the cells that's going buck wild in you, because so much of the water we drink ends up in the bladder or the rectum. Ingestions of THMs in drinking water are particularly damaging to those organs. So, the link between common chlorine disinfectant and breast cancer, which affects one out of every 8 American women. That's a lot of folks. Women with breast cancer have 50 to 60% higher levels of chlorine byproducts, products that contain chlorine. Right? Or products are a byproduct of chlorine in their breast tissue than cancer-free women. Don't think that buying bottled water is any solution. Much of the bottled water for sale in the U.S. comes from public municipal water sources that are often treated with chlorine. Las Vegas, for example, has followed the lead of many European and Canadian cities and switching over to harmless ozone instead of chlorine to disinfect its municipal water supply. I'm going to say that one more time. Las Vegas, for example, has followed the lead of many European and Canadian cities in switching over to harmless ozone instead of chlorine to disinfect its municipal water. So apparently there's something else we could use besides chlorine for the water. Can we at least get this out of our water? Options. As for getting rid of chlorine that your city or town adds to its drinking water on your own, there are many theories. Some swear by the method of letting their water sit for 24 hours so that the chlorine in the glass or pitcher will off gas. Letting the tap run for a while is not likely to remove any sizable portion of chlorine unless one were to let the water sit overnight before consuming it. So it sounds like letting the water sit for 24 hours or so has some impact on the chlorine in the water, because I guess the chlorine will dissipate. So take your caps off, let that chlorine out. I guess it's got to go in the air, so I guess you breathe it. So that's a lot of chlorine where you put it. Another product is called the water you want, which looks like sugar, but actually is composed of tasteless antioxidants and plant extracts. The manufacturer claims that a quick shake of the stuff removes 100% of the chlorine and its odor from a glass of tap water. A year's supply of water you want retails for under $30. That's very interesting. I have not checked these things. These are just some ideas I've gotten through my research. Of course, an easier way to get rid of chlorine from your tap water is by installing a carbon-based filter, which absorbs chlorine and other contaminants before they get into your glass or body. Tap-based filters from the likes of Paragon, Aquasana, Kenmore, Seagull, and others remove most, if not all, of the chlorine in tap water and are relatively inexpensive. From apartmenttheory.com, you can add a half a cup of baking soda along with your regular laundry detergent for spot stains. Make a paste of baking soda and water and apply directly to the fabric. Hydrogen peroxide, 3%. Hydrogen peroxide is a non-chlorine bleach. You can use that to whiten things. Hydrogen peroxide is a mild bleaching agent for more than summer blondes and has less impact on the environment than chlorine bleach. It can be used to remove or to whiten and brighten colors. Lemon juice and hydrogen peroxide are high on the list of effective natural bleaches. When they are combined, it amps up the bleaching power. This chlorine bleach alternative can be used for laundry, cleaning, and disinfecting. So that's these are natural remedies. Lemon juice and hydrogen peroxide. Who needs bleach when you can use 5 great natural cleaners instead? Vinegar. My favorite all-purpose cleaner is vinegar, which is also a mild disinfectant. Lemon juice for cleansing and disinfecting cutting boards, drains, and garage disposals. Lemon and lemon juice are perfect. Castile soap, borax, tea tree oil. How to lighten hair naturally and add highlights. Of course, lemons. Lemon juice distilled half and half within distilled water will lighten dark blonde or light brown hair and won't leave reddish tones unless your hair already has them. Vinegar, peroxide, chamomile, henna, honey and olive oil, cinnamon, honey and vinegar, and from provocative thoughts. Don't lighten your hair at all. You don't have to worry about bleach. To kill mold, use white distilled vinegar and pour it into a spray bottle without watering it down. Spray the vinegar onto the moldy surface and leave it to sit for an hour. Finally, wipe the area clean with water and allow the surface to dry. So those are some natural ways of dealing with disinfecting without using chlorine bleach. Y'all know chlorine bleach will kill anything. Apparently, it will also kill you. So from Newsweek, talks about chlorine again, the chemical element. Chlorine is too reactive to exist on its in nature, but some of the compounds that contain it are essential to life. We use hydrochloric acid in our stomachs to break down food and destroy bacteria, while sodium chloride, again, the common salt we add to food, is so important that it was once used as currency. Now, anybody could be rich with that. Salt is everywhere. So pure chloride was first isolated from hydrochloric acid by Carl Wilhelm Scheele, S-C-H-E-L-L-E, in 1774. Within a few years, its bleaching properties were discovered, and in 1810, Humphrey Davy announced that it was a chemical element. At room temperature, it is a greenish-yellow gas with a choking smell, which is denser than air. That means it's in a room and you get below the floor surface, it will seek you because it drops like coal air drops that arises. Dry chlorine gas won't bleach, but in water it forms a hypochlorite responsible for the bleaching action and also responsible for its disinfectant action. It was first used to disinfect tap water at the time of a typhoid outbreak in Maidstone in 1897. Since then, the process has been generally adopted. 40 million tons of chlorine is manufactured a year, among other things, for use in making many pharmaceuticals. Thousands of organic chloride compounds occur naturally, including vancomycin, which for many years was the antibiotic of last resort and is made in nature by a bacterium in the soil. Health dangers. Chlorine itself is very reactive within the human body and very toxic. It irritates the eyes, the skin, and even at quite low levels can cause permanent lung damage, even if it does not kill you. Breathing high levels of chlorine causes pulmonary edema, fluid buildup in the lungs. So I imagine bleach is used, you wash your clothes once a week, twice, because I'm depends on, I don't know, once, twice a week if you're around bleach. What kind of problem could that be presented to you? And for people who work in laundromats where numerous people use bleach, what impact would that have on them in the long term effect? Accidents with chlorine do happen. In Graniteville, South Carolina, on January 6, 2005, that's not 100 years ago, a railroad tanker full of liquefied chlorine gas was punctured, killing 8 people that day, with another fatality 3 months later attributed to inhaling the gas. More than 5,000 people were evacuated from its immediate vicinity, and some have health problems more than 10 years later. So even the people who escaped did not fully escape, some of the people. Chlorine used as a weapon. Fitz Haber, 1868 to 1934, knew about the toxicity of chlorine when he chose it as his agent of warfare in 1915. He had already come up with the Haber-Bosch process, patented in 1910, for the fixation of nitrogen as ammonia, which won him the 1918 Nobel Peace Prize in chemistry. This made the manufacture of artificial fertilizers possible, and the survival of millions of people today depends on it. It also enabled the mass production of nitric acid, source of the explosives that Germany used in World War I. Haber was an intensely patriotic German Jew. He was head of the chemistry section in the Ministry of War, coordinating the production and of ammonia needed to fight the war. He was also in charge of chemical warfare, choosing chlorine gas as an agent. He supervised the installation of the first chlorine gas cylinders in the trenches on the Western Front near Ypres. He specialist troops waited for the wind to blow from the east towards the Allied trenches and launched the first gas attack on April the 22nd, 1915. As clouds of chlorine drifted toward the Allies, panic set in. It was no good diving into the trenches that I said mentioned before, as the dense chlorine was heavier than air and poured in. These guys ran for their holes that they dug, trenches about 4 feet. Of the 15,000 troops or more, casualties were 5,000 soldiers were killed. Harbin's story ended tragically. When he turned home, his wife committed suicide, possibly over the, what he had participated in. He later developed a system for getting rid of insect pests using hydrogen cyanide. It became known as the Zyklon system, a derivative pesticide. Zyklon B was used to exterminate millions in Nazi concentration camps, where many of Heiber's close relatives died. So that's a little history there. It reappeared on the battlefield during the Iraq War, and they say it's now in Syria. So chlorination is the process of adding chlorine to drinking water to disinfect it and kill germs. Different processes can be used to achieve safe levels of chlorine in drinking water. Chlorine is available as compressed elemental gas, sodium hypochlorite solution, or solid calcium hypochlorite. While the chemical could be harmful in high doses, when they are added to water, they mix in and spread out, resulting in low levels that kills germs but are still safe to drink. Chlorine's level up to 4 milligrams per liter are considered safe in drinking water. At this level, no harmful health effects are likely to occur. Pay attention to the word likely to occur, because there's no guarantee there. And you already know that this is a toxic chemical that causes free radicals, organ damage, and things like that. So, and they're telling you, so how do you feel about that? If I give you a juice and I said no harmful effects are likely to come to you by drinking this juice, would you drink it? Research indicates that chlorine can create disinfection by products, which can cause DNA damage and cancer. Disinfection byproducts. That's again the byproducts that were associated, either come from chlorine or have chlorine in it. So a chlorine byproduct, it comes from chlorine, so has a link to chlorine. Causes DNA damage and cancer. So that's very serious, as Donald Trump would say. That's very serious. So you don't want DNA damage. You don't want cancer. Whatever cancer is, it seems like it could be caused by many things. But here's one thing that they have connected cancer to that everybody uses in certain places. And I guess I'm assuming that there are places that don't have these conditions of chlorinated water. But you don't know if your soft drinks are made with chlorinated water, your alcohols, and they are already toxins themselves. And you got a chlorinated water with a little bit of what we had last week, fluoride in it, and all these toxins in this water. No wonder we are become so ill. And they say that we live longer now. That's a miracle that we live longer with more toxins in our environment. Chlorine, the popular chemical used to kill bacteria in pools, can cause skin rashes, allergies, and lung injuries. Some studies on this chemical and its effects on humans should grab your attention, especially when you consider the increased risk of cancer due to chemical reactions generated by chlorine mixing with the personal care products on your skin. So they're saying that chlorine, that's a chemical reaction. You got something on your skin, then you chlorine interacts with that, and you can have problems. So anybody, you know, you like to swim, at least wash before you get into the pool. I remember you used to tell us to shower before you get into the pool when I was a kid. Or you take a shower before you get in and take a shower when you get out. So maybe this was the reason that they didn't tell us that we needed to do that. But maybe that was long forgotten, and the only thing they remembered was that just tell them to take a shower before they get in and shower before they get out. So maybe they looked at it like that. It'll be okay no matter what. So I don't know. Chlorine can cause serious breathing issues and eye problems. The Center for Disease and Control, this is CDC, y'all, says that prolonged contact with chlorine could be a factor in asthma as well as respiratory disease. The CDC has also connected it to epiglottitis. I never heard of that before. I know I'm not pronouncing that correctly. A potential life-threatening inflammatory condition of the cartilage lid that covers the windpipe. Now, that's serious. Whoa. Okay, now I never heard of that before, and sounds like it can inflame the cartilage that covers the windpipe. And that means you won't be able to breathe. You will suffocate. This is due to the inhalation of the gas that chlorine emits. We've all smelled that chlorine pool aroma. It may even smell clean to us. Turns out, it could lead to respiratory disease or accentuate current respiratory problems. Eye infections are another side effect of chlorinated water. Now, here's a disinfectant that causes eye infection. The chlorinated water can easily get into the eyes, especially when someone keeps their eyes open while underwater. But the risks don't stop there. Swallowing too much chlorinated water can lead to liver or kidney problems, and it gets worse. The sodium hypochlorite found in chlorine and other compounds that are similar have the potential to produce liver cancer. So I guess what we need to ask ourselves is, maybe we don't know this. But just say if we know a little bit about chlorine. I mean, we all know about bleach. And the chlorine is, all these things come from the same thing. And, you know, what question are we asking ourselves, given some of the information I'm giving? Is anybody asking themselves any questions about making any changes, calling anybody, getting together about this, or maybe how someone they know contracted something and passed away? Could the water have impacted on their life? How the water may impact on your life? Maybe there's something showed up on your skin. Maybe you have a little breathing issue and you couldn't figure out why. Chlorinated water is being blamed for causing higher percentage of skin cancer. Each year, if you are exposed to chlorinated water for an extended period, the chemical will produce toxic substance that can produce a rash or other infection on the body. Now, if half of this is true, something needs to be done about this. If there are alternatives to chlorine, we need to utilize it as a society, not as individuals, not just as individuals, because it's not going to work just one person trying to get around it. It's easier to get around something if we work together. The sun may be determined as the culprit, but really it is blamed on chlorine. So apparently here, this is what I'm getting from this article, that they blame the sun for causing some of these rashes or cancers or radical skin diseases, but they don't look at chlorine. Maybe don't look at chlorine. You can't sue the sun, but you can sue chlorine, the producer of and manufacturers of chlorine. So chlorinated water is color, is colorectal, another cancer connected to chlorinated water is colon. We talked about this, I mentioned this already, colorectal cancer, colon cancer of the colon. This too can happen when a person is overexposed to treated water. Trihalomethane, a byproduct of chlorine, are the main contributor to uninhibited cell growth within the colon. So you drink water, you drink a lot of water, and it's chlorinated, you're feeding your body these toxins. It's going to your bladder and your colon for sure. Something's going through your liver. So, question from Provocative Thought was, how can we profess as a society to attempt to cure cancer if we are not trying to eliminate things that are carcinogenic or cause cancer cancer-causing substances in our everyday life? Water is abundant, and it's every day. The best way to protect us from carcinogens is to eliminate them. Some cancers are going nowhere until we do. Let's address cancer before we are given the bad news. An ounce of prevention is worth your life. How to protect yourself from the risks associated with chlorine. You can limit the swimming times you and your family spend in the pool. Time in the pool can be relaxing and enjoyable, but monitor how much time you and your loved ones are spending in the chlorinated water. How do you do that when you're having fun, when your whole vacation is about going swimming? And how does Michael Phelps deal with a thing like that? So rinse chlorinated pool water off your body. Make sure you and your family showers before, during, and after swimming. See, and this guy says, even during swimming, you go in the pool, you swim a little bit, go shower, get some of that stuff off you. But what if you're showering in chlorinated water? What's the difference? I mean, if the municipal water is chlorinated, so you go in, so maybe the pool water is more heavily chlorinated, so to shower in the municipal drinking water would help you. See, that's interesting, you know, that if you take a shower in the municipal water system, which is also chlorinated, before you swim and after you swim, and in this case, after a while you swim, go shower, then get back in the pool. But it's all chlorinated. It's no escape. Wearing protected eye goggles can help decrease the intake of chlorine into the eyes and the body. They can decrease the possibility of eye infections as a result of chlorine. No matter how you view this better chlorine, you should understand that ingesting it is not good. You certainly want family members to enjoy their day at the pool, but they should be reminded to avoid swallowing chlorinated water. Now, I don't know if swallowing pool water, that's something people do, because that's a lot of people in that water doing a whole lot of things. And, you know, if you swallow it, I hope it's by accident. But nobody swallows pool water on purpose. Am I right? Did I miss something? Even if it wasn't chlorine in it, you don't want to swallow that water. Anyway, on a natural way to make sure your family and friends are safe in the family pool is by using Schistosomum moss. Schistosomum moss, MOSS. According to David Knighton, a surgeon and founder and CEO of Creative Water Solutions, the moss has been known to inhibit microbes. Microbes are the tiny organisms that cause disease, infections, and things like that. You can't see them when you're just looking at the water, but I guess if we all had a microscope in the water, we probably wouldn't get in it, according to this. The moss was used and tested in an Oxford Community Center located in St. Paul, Minnesota. The director, Lynn Waldorf, says that the moss has saved the pool some $3,500 because they used less toxic chemicals and they had an increase in the revenue because more swimmers attended the pool. So maybe some people are aware of the effects of chlorine bleach in the pool. And at that point when they got the news that this pool was non-toxic, more people came there. They made lots of money. So, I mean, for you guys that want to keep the money churning, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. So they saved the pool some $35,000. From the organic survival site. Chlorinated water destroys much of the intestinal flora, the friendly bacteria that help in the digestion of food and which protects the body from harmful pathogens. So, this bacteria are also responsible for the manufacture of several important vitamins like B12 and vitamin K, killing beneficial intestinal flora can lead to yeast infection, leaky gut. Candida is also not uncommon for chronic skin conditions like acne, psoriasis, seborrhea, and eczema to clear up or to be significantly improved by switching to unchlorinated drinking water and supplementing the diet with Lactobacillus acidophilus, and bifidus. Don't ask me what bifidus is. I know acidophilus is all that. You can get that in yogurt. Chlorinated water contains chemical compounds called trihalomethanes, which are carcinogenic. These are from the combinations of chlorine with compounds in water. These chemicals, also known as organochlorides, do not degrade very well and are generally stored in the fatty tissues of our body. Your body absorbs it and it's stored in your fatty tissue. So that's how the breast and other fatty areas of mother's milk and blood and semen. That's interesting. So that goes with the breast. That's how the breast all gets involved in it. Okay. I was wondering how the breast, how the breast cancer in women was related to chlorine. But there you have it. It's stored in fatty tissue, and a lot of fatty tissue in the breast. So, organochlorides can cause mutations by altering DNA, suppress immune system function, and interfere with the natural controls of cell growth. How are we still alive? And how are some of us feeling well, alive and feeling well with all this chlorine in our water? The water we drink, the water we bathe in, the water we play in. Chlorine has been documented to aggravate asthma. So if you already have asthma, chlorine has been documented to aggravate it. So it's in your water. You take a shower, you take a bath, you drink some water out the faucet, out the spigot in the school or the camp that you go to, So. Several studies also link chlorine and chlorinated byproducts to a greater incidence of battered breast and bowel cancer, as well as malignant melanoma. One study even links the use of chlorinated tap water to congenital cardiac anomalies. Man, I'm almost scared to use tap water. Stabilized oxygen water purification drop. They're superior to chlorine or hydrogen peroxide. Stabilized oxygen water purification drops are not only safe and non-toxic, they are actually good for you. Oxygen destroys harmful bacteria and cleans poison out of the water system. There's something you can use for your water system. These are other remedies. Another remedies, they say ultraviolet water disinfection. This is interesting right here because ultraviolet water disinfection is another great chemical-free method that kills both bacteria and viruses using ultraviolet light for drinking water. This obsession dates back to 1916 in the U.S., and today many water treatment facilities in the U.S. are implementing ultraviolet as the primary water disinfection treatment of choice, which is interesting. Ultraviolet water treatment works quickly, and in terms of primary energy use, it's approximately 20,000 times more efficient than boiling water. Ain't that something? The good old sun. How it works is the ultraviolet rays kill bacteria and viruses by rearranging their genetic material, the DNA or RNA, so that they can no longer replicate or viral load, making them inert and no longer capable of causing disease. So that these things that can't reproduce and get you sick. Even parasites such as the Cryptosporidia or the Giardia, I can't even pronounce that, the Giardia, which are extremely resistant to chemical disinfectants, are efficiently reduced. So it sounds like this UV thing, the sun, well, you know, it's a very powerful energy source. So I guess we shouldn't be surprised that it could do that. We just take it for granted, I guess. Another method using UV rays from sunlight, you could do this. For this, it would suggest using a glass bottle, or if you do use plastic, to use a bottle made out of Triton copolyester, so that the toxic chemical in the plastic do not leach into the water from the heat from the sun and UV rays themselves. You know, plastic water bottles are not to be kept in heat because the chemicals from the bottle will leak into the water system, and then you have another problem. I think they had something on a write-up about that, that the that chemical replicates estrogen and caused frogs, I think, to male frogs develop female sexual characteristics or something like that. Anyway, that's not what this show is about anyway. So you would place the bottle in direct sunlight on a sunny day. The water would be disinfected in about 6 hours. If more than a half the sky is covered by clouds, you would need to expose the bottle to the sunlight for 2 days. So if it's cloudy outside, you gotta keep it out there for a while. Put it somewhere where the squirrels won't get it. Remember to thoroughly filter the water so that there are no particles in there that would block the UV rays. Lifesaver water bottles. This is an amazing water filtration system bottle that filters out even nanoparticle-sized viruses. That's something. That's very, very small. There are a few travel bottles on the market designed with filters that remove bacteria and chemicals, but this is the first one that filters out viruses too. There are also larger jerry can styles that will filter out about 20,000 liters of water without the aid of chemicals. Can we get to some of this stuff on a larger scale? Both styles filter out both bacteria and viruses, not just bacteria, so you can feel safe that you're drinking completely clean, pure water in any situation. The Berkeley water filtration bottles, they filter out and remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites entirely, and extract harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides, VOCs, organic solvent, radon 222, and the trihalomethane. It also reduces unhealthy metals such as lead and mercury. This system is so powerful, it can remove red food coloring from water without removing the beneficial minerals for your body needs. That's deep. And these are bottles. You know, it doesn't remove viruses, though, unlike the lifesaver bottle. Okay. It does everything but remove a virus. Chlorine as the weapon of mass production again. We talked about that. But here goes, here's what happened to those soldiers. And I don't have a lot of time to get into this, but I just want to give you a quick picture of what chlorine does. First effect of inhalation of chlorine is the burning pain in the throat and the eyes, accompanied by a sensation of suffocation. Pain, which may be severe, is felt in the chest, especially behind the sternum. Respiration becomes painful, rapid, and difficult. Coughing occurs, and the irritation of the eyes results in profuse lacrimation. Retching is common and may be followed by vomiting, which gives temporary relief. The lips and mouth are parched, and the tongue is covered with a thick, dry fur. Severe headache rapidly follows with a feeling of great weakness in the leg. If the patient gives away to this and lies down, he is likely to inhale still more chlorine, as the heavy gas is most concentrated near the ground. In severe poisoning, unconsciousness follows. Nothing more is known about the cases which prove fatal on the field within the first few hours of the gassing, except that the face assumes a pale, greenish-yellow color. This is French for you brothers that's listening to that. So, you know, listening to the people of color. This happened. This was what the Germans did to the French soldiers. When a man lives long enough to be admitted into a clearance station, he is conscious, but restless. His face is violent red, his ears and fingernails are blue, his expression strained and anxious as he gasps for breath. He tries to get relief by sitting up with his head thrown back. He lies in an exhausted condition, sometimes on his side with his head over the edge of the stretcher in order to help escape the fluid from his lungs. His skin is cold and his temperature is subnormal. The pulse is full and rarely over 100. Respiration is jerky, shallow, and rapid. The rate being over 40 and sometimes even 80 minutes. All the auxiliary muscles come into play. The chest being over distended at the height of inspiration and as in asthma. I don't know if you ever had an asthma attack, but it sounds like this soldier is having an asthma attack. Only slightly less distended in extreme aspiration. So we have 60 seconds left. I just want to say, I know I was on soapbox today, and you guys probably want to watch, a lot of guys probably want to watch the fight tonight. I understand that, but please do not ignore this show. We all drink water. Everybody is exposed to water. That you drink, that you wash with, and occasionally some of us go swimming or we sit in a sauna somewhere. We drink beverages that maybe have chlorinated water in there. Let's try to move to getting a more safer filtration system and disinfected system for our water system. I want to thank everybody for listening, callers and listeners. Stay tuned next week for Provocative Thought. Thank you very much.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from the Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.